You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is part two of my Q&A session to celebrate my 200th audio on Patreon. So I've got with me...
Oh, sorry. Hang on. Wait. Hang on. Let me just...
What?
Hang on.
How's that milkshake?
That was a good milkshake. You made this?
No, someone made it for me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Fair enough.
So for those of you who don't know, this is my daddy.
Hello.
Or my partner or my roommate who pays all the bills. Or
I
don't know.
I'm a man of many talents.
Yes, he is. Milkshake connoisseur.
It was good. A little bit salty.
Yeah, well, it had a protein boost. Anyway, so these are some questions that I thought would be cool to answer together or whatever, just because I felt self-conscious sitting here by myself in front of a microphone.
Why? That's what you do all day.
I know, but I don't do it as me. I do it as, like...
Oh, yeah, like that.
Lots of different characters. This is like leaving your voicemail message, and then you never like it, and you do it over again and over. Well, you always like it, but.
Well, I have asked you to do voicemails for me, but the problem is that you end up sounding too sexy, and then people want to talk to you, not me.
Well, where's that? Anyway.
I told you to stop talking to those people.
All right, so we're continuing on with some questions that are more personal in nature. I didn't want to ask Ivan to ask me these questions, so I thought maybe we could discuss them.
All right. How did you end up in New Zealand? And how long have you and Daddy been together? 2010, right?
Yep, 2010. Yeah. Well, that's when we met online. We were online for a long time.
Oh, yes.
Before.
The pit of debauchery that is Second Life.
Yep. Second Life and then... Wow, which was not debauchery, but...
Oh, I don't know. Some of the ways we played it was kind of like debauchery.
It was Second Life, and then I just kind of followed you anywhere else you wanted to go, because I wanted to be with you.
Yeah, but I came over to join you, and then... Well, I didn't really. I came over to visit, and you came over to visit, and
yeah.
there was a lot of visiting.
Yeah, we racked up a lot of sky miles.
Absolutely. And that is a lot of miles, because US to New Zealand... 13
then,
hours.
Yeah, back then it felt even longer. Wasn't it like 15 hours then?
Well, we still had to get to Texas.
Yeah. Anyway, we definitely were on opposite ends of the globe.
Absolutely.
And we had to pick. And since I didn't have much, I was pretty young, it was easier for me to pack up and leave than...
You were.
It was. Than it was for Daddy. So I decided to come here and... That's how I ended up in New Zealand.
And I decided she should come here. So I'm a selfish bastard, what can I say?
That's okay. You're allowed. So somebody else wants to know if we have any advice on how to find a good partner or good friendships.
How to find them. Mm. Ooh, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
I personally have an opinion, and it is find something that you love doing and... Find someone that loves doing it.
Mm.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
I was just thinking of a thousand things that we are, the reason we're good together.
I didn't say find one thing. I said, actually, didn't I?
No.
Okay, find things that you love doing and find someone that also loves doing them.
Yeah. I think the reason that we get along so well is because we have a lot in common. I mean, that was the thing that really drew me to you originally, just online, because you meet a lot of people or whatever, but we just seemed like...
You mean you fucked a lot of people.
We just seemed like two peas in a pod from the very beginning. Like, everything matched up. I mean, we even like the same foods and don't like the same foods, and we don't like tomato or tomato. And we
potato, potato. Let's call the whole thing Fred.
And we really are like
two peas in a pot.
I was gonna say father and daughter, but no.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay. So yeah, I don't know. I guess figure out what your hobbies are and then look for people in those same circles. I mean, that's, I guess it pretty, everybody pretty much knows that.
It doesn't have to be a hobby. It can just be something that you love doing. I mean, you know, we always say hobbies, but it doesn't have to be.
No, I guess not.
So, do I prefer blowjobs or handjobs? Oh, wait, that was for you, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know. Is this a confession?
Well, there was that time in Bandcamp.
Bandcamp.
Well, we don't have Bandcamp here, so. So, Candy, do you prefer blowjobs or handjobs?
Well, in addition to cupcakes, cocks are one of those things that I want in my mouth all the time, so.
Yep.
I prefer blowjobs, but, well, usually there's more than I can fit in my mouth, so it's kind of like a handy blowjob. I just like it really sloppy and wet.
I'm rather fond of that, too.
Yep. And, I mean, there's more there than just the cock, so, like, your hand has to take over when you're down there licking the guy's balls and stuff. So, wouldn't you agree?
I completely concur. Yeah, when I'm down there.
If you could be down there, you wouldn't need me. Oh, to be young again.
I know. If I could stretch that way, my teenage years would have been very interesting. Spit or swallow? You better not spit.
Do you give me a choice?
I swear. If I have to change those sheets again.
I don't know why people want to spit. Like, I don't get it. I've always swallowed. I guess I just thought that was what you were supposed to do. Like, why would you go to all that work just to go, ooh, no, thanks.
There was that time I came in your hair. You didn't like that.
Yeah, that's because it took like an hour to wash it out and it was still sticky.
Yeah. It was funny, though.
Cum and water don't mix. I didn't really know that until I met you.
Dum-de-dum. Right, let's move along to the next question before I get into trouble. The kinkiest fantasy you've played out with Daddy? Kinkiest fantasy or kinkiest thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we...
There was the hotel room with the bunch of guys.
Yeah, that was for my birthday a couple years ago.
It was.
And for those of you who don't know that story, because I don't think I've told that one. That would make a good confession, actually.
Well, then don't tell the story. Let's just leave it as a teaser and then you can make it a confession later.
That's true. Oh, well, maybe when we're on vacation and I'm drunk, I'll do a
recap.
A recap
or a revisit?
No, I mean a recording.
It's a bunch of Mexicans.
Mexican dad. Gosh, what else? I mean, we've done the swingers clubs. We've gone to swingers parties. We've had three days.
There was the Sibian event.
Oh, yeah. That was in the middle of a club. Yep. And...
Lots of people liked watching you.
On a Sibian. Yeah. Well, I never wanted to get off that thing.
I had the controls. I was pretty happy.
Yes, if anybody wants to contribute to the Sibian fund, you can contact me for my PayPal details. I mean, we do all kinds of kinky things. When we got together, it was more like a submissive dominant thing for a while, and then we just decided that we'd kind of transition it into daddy baby girl.
Yep.
And then
there is the little girl. There's Lola. You haven't told anybody about Lola, have you?
No.
Okay. Yes. Oh, that'll be something else.
Yeah, you realize that after this, I'm going to get nothing but messages about what is Lola about.
Latex Lola. I'm sure we'll have some pictures.
Is she still in the closet?
No, I think she's in the drawer in my office, actually.
Oh, God.
Okay. Have you ever used your cute and childish voice to get out of trouble? Actually, that's a funny one. I'll start answering that one because I put her on the phone to get us out of trouble. So if I've got a ticket or if there is a situation where... Oh, look, I've got to call the mechanic, and I know I'm going to be late. Candy, can you give him a call?
You always make me call people.
And they always do it.
Well, I hope when I call the tax department later this week, they'll be very intense. It's just my luck on things like that. I always get a woman rather than a guy. Mm-hmm. I do have a guy that calls me for phone sex, and he always wants me to do the call center fantasy. Where, like, he calls up about his modem not working or his internet being down and then has phone sex with me.
Did you tell him to turn it off, turn it back on again, and call you back later?
No, I wait. I wait. We have to small talk, you know, so.
You're not really a call center person then, are you?
Not really.
Call me back later. Makes my stats look better.
Get someone else. So, yes, I guess I do use my childish cute voice. If this is cute, I don't know.
You guess?
I used to be told, even before I met you, that I always had a different voice when I talked to guys. Like, if I called the bank or anything, mm-hmm. they would always be like, oh, I can always tell when it's a guy because you use that voice.
Mm-hmm.
Just comes naturally. So, next. Would you rather be in a room full of guys by yourself or in a room full of girls with daddy?
I'm going to stay quiet on this one. I'm going to listen.
Well, I've been in a room full of guys by myself a lot of times, so that's really, like, been there, done that. So maybe a room full of girls with daddy, as long as you didn't know their names and phone numbers.
I'll find them later.
Yeah, when they're all stalking you.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of, in fact, that's one of the fantasies I masturbate to a lot, is watching you with other girls, so. That's always been a thing anyway.
It's just when they add me on Facebook, you don't like it?
No.
No.
I like anonymous girls who don't know you.
Okay. But will fuck me.
Well, of course they will. Why wouldn't they?
Have you ever had an experience with bestiality? You gotta be very careful how you answer this, baby girl.
I know. Well... I do love to get my pussy licked, so that may have happened a couple times. And I hear dogs are very good with their tongues.
And they love peanut butter.
Yeah, well, they don't, peanut butter only, you only need that like once, and then they learn to love other things. So
they like it now, they'll learn to love it later.
But no, not in the traditional sense, like not penetrative or anything.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I forgot to tell you we're getting a dog for Christmas.
Great, a great Dane, huh?
Yeah, you never know.
A Scooby snack.
What's happening behind the scenes when you're recording your naughty lines?
I don't know that they want to know that.
I don't think they do either, because there's nothing really naughty happening. When I'm recording my audio files, I guess it's kind of boring and professional. Like, I don't think that I could do it while I was masturbating or anything like that.
Yeah, sorry guys, she's a bit of a perfectionist.
I am. In fact, this audio will probably get edited for 3 days before I release it.
At least.
Catch me on a phone sex call and that's totally different.
I've caught you on several phone sex calls.
Yes, I know. The best ones were when you were actually there during the phone sex calls.
Yeah, you made that guy paid extra.
Well, he wanted to pay extra.
Okay, well, fair enough.
He liked it.
Okay, have you ever had a threesome? Yes, she has.
Yes, I have. I've had a threesome and a foursome and a eightsome and a...
They weren't all there at the same... Well, they actually were all there at the same time.
Yeah.
They weren't all on you at the same time. Does that count?
Like, if a whole bunch of guys are in the same hotel room as you, jerking off and fucking your face.
Kind of 3x3.
Anyway.
Okay,
yes,
well,
I've had a threesome.
Right, well, we'll move right along on that one. Which universe would you like to live in? Marvel? DC?
Marvel, DC superheroes.
Oh, right.
Star Trek or Star Wars? Or magical or Harry Potter? Definitely not
only
Harry Potter.
Only pick one, because you don't even know who Harry Potter is.
I totally avoid the Harry Potter thing.
You missed the whole Harry Potter thing.
Yeah, no, not interested.
And you're too young to remember Star Wars or Star Trek.
I
had to educate you.
I'm not too young to remember Star Wars. I just thought it was stupid. I'm sorry, there goes half my membership.
Yep. The Force is not with you, young Candy.
My mom raised me on Star Trek. She was a huge Star Trek fan, so I watched Star Trek like every night. And Star Wars just didn't interest me. So, I mean, I love Star Trek. Marvel, DC superheroes. And, oh, there's a follow-up question to this.
If I
picked the superhero universe, would I be Vertigo Woman?
If you did pick a superhero universe, would you be Vertigo Woman?
Yeah. Well, for those of you who don't know, I had Vertigo a few months ago, and it was not pleasant at all.
No.
I would not be Vertigo Woman. Gosh, I don't know. I mean,
in Marvel, everyone's so happy. And in DC, they're all so tortured.
Yeah. Well, torture could be good, but
but they're not sexually tortured.
I know. I think if I had to choose, I'd probably say Star Trek. But
the thought of, would anyone get hurt between sex between Superman and Wonder Woman, given they've both got these like super strength?
Oh, that's true. That's true.
And how many beds must that guy go through with all of his thrusting?
Well, you know that I'm a bit of a Superman fetishist in the first place. Like, okay. Yeah.
Anyone dons that uniform, you're all theirs.
Yeah, I do have a very big superhero crush on Superman. But, yeah, well, I don't know. It's it's a toss-up, I guess.
To toss off. considering you've voiced so many animation projects, do you think about your own ideas for animation? And do you ever write erotica or other stories? She used to write erotica and other stories in terms of she would write her own scripts and finish them. But she would agonize over them for weeks.
I am a horrible writer. That goes back to my perfectionist thing, I guess. Yeah, no, I tortured myself to the point where I was ready to give up my Patreon, actually. And then I finally was like, this is just not going to work. I can't write the ideas and record them and everything myself. So then I came up with the scriptwriter tier, and that task started falling to other people, which was great because then I could just record them. I don't know. Like,
it also means you get a wide variety of fantasies as opposed to
just mine. Yeah, because mine would be boring.
I don't know. You got quite a few of them.
I have a few that I've written. The Identical Opposites, which is a number 44, I think. I wrote that. And there were a couple of the more taboo ones that I wrote, but we won't go there.
That's true. Do you have your own ideas for animations?
Not really so much. I don't really think about it. There's certain people that I like to work with for animations, and I pretty much gravitate toward them because I really like the ideas they come up with. But I don't know. I'm not a visual type person. I don't think about it in terms of animation. I think about it in terms of, I guess, fantasies in my head kind of thing.
Okay, well then let's skip over. What sort of hobbies do you have?
Jeez, I can't remember what a hobby is. I'm always working.
She does love cooking.
I love cooking. I love cooking. I used to love baking. I haven't been doing much of that anymore because I just don't have much free time. But
the other problem she has with baking is, of course, I keep on saying she's trying to fatten me up. She's like a stick.
Well, not if I keep eating cupcakes.
Yeah, well, there is that.
Do you remember the time that I made those cookie bars with the icing and I licked so much of the icing off the thing that I passed, what did I do?
You went into a sugar coma.
I kind of fell on the floor. Yep. And I woke up with Daddy laying on the floor next to me.
I thought she was just being funny, you know? No. She was the floor.
I slid down the refrigerator and called for you like, something's wrong. And then I was out. Too much sugar.
Probably too much sugar on an empty stomach, I would say.
But other hobbies, I don't know. Like, I used to do, like, gaming and stuff with you, but I just don't ever have time for it anymore.
She still is on World of Warcraft, if you want to join us on Amonthul.
No, I don't think we should do that.
No?
Considering we play with the kids, it's probably not a good idea to invite
my... Okay, that's a bad idea. Well, then maybe we should go to a secret...
Secret server.
Secret server.
Okay. I'm just going to skip that one because I don't know what to say for that one.
Books and movies.
Would you ever consider posting pictures of yourself naked, in an artist's sense, of course, to go along with certain aspects of your stories?
No, she wouldn't.
No.
She actually would, but...
No, I wouldn't.
She would, but I'm the one saying no on that one.
No, I don't... I mean, I understand that there's tons of girls online who have nothing better to do than to put their pictures up or profit off them or whatever, but I don't know that I want to do this when I'm 35 or 50 or, you know, when I have kids or grandkids. I don't want them finding pictures of me. Like, that's just yuck.
That is the problem because I have kids.
Yeah.
And they are very proficient with the internet, and it would be a bit of a revelation should they find anything. So,
yeah,
audio-wise, fine. I'm happy to share that. But
and maybe pictures, you should watch what you open in your download folder.
Oh, God. Well, if you would stop doing bestiality voices and downloading them.
Oh, well, let's just say that Daddy didn't know what BTQ stood for until he opened it the other day.
I still don't know what it stands for, but I know what it is.
Breaking the quiet.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, about 19 inches of horse cock is what it was.
20, actually.
20? Okay. I wasn't too far off.
No.
And one of the main questions, of course, will be, you know, it's a typical one. What are you wearing? Well, I'm wearing a pair of tracksuit pants and a t-shirt. Candy's in here. And
but do you have panties on?
Shut up.
You read the question wrong. It doesn't say, what am I wearing? It says, can you give us a detailed description of what you look like?
Oh. Oh, okay.
They don't care what I'm wearing.
Well, I'm 6'6". Right. They're talking about you. Okay.
I'm not 6'6".
No, you are not.
I'm 4'10", barely, I think. I always say 4'10" just because 4'9" sounds like midget. But
you are.
I think I'm 4'9¾". So
and three quarters.
And three
quarters.
Everything.
Because that's really important.
Well, you're 6'6½" or something, so.
No, I'm not. I'm 6'6".
Okay, fine. But, yeah, so I've got kind of reddish brown hair.
Mostly red.
Yeah. And... a little bit of freckles, and I'm not thin as a rail. Thank you.
All right.
I'm tiny, but yeah. Well, let's just say I'm not very busty. I kind of look about 15 if you looked at me from the neck down.
A little younger. Yeah.
Maybe. And I wear glasses because I'm blind as a bat when it comes to the computer.
Too much spent masturbating to the internet.
Is that what it is? Is that why you wore glasses your whole life?
Sure. There wasn't any internet when I was a teenager.
Yes, there was. What you? Oh, didn't you like invent the internet or something?
Well, that's what I keep telling you. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Is there anything else we want to talk about? Because I think we've answered all the questions.
Well, we don't get to talk about stuff.
We don't?
No.
You don't have any questions?
Apart from how delicious milkshake is.
Well, I'm sure there's more where that came from.
Who's that guy? What's that guy's name?
It's Milkshakes by Raoul.
Oh. Okay. Not bad. Not bad for a little food truck place.
Okay, well, yeah, I guess we're done. You never know. We might do another one of these, or maybe you'll just catch us on Discord sometime where we can do some Q&A on the fly, if we're brave enough.
I don't know if we're brave enough for that. Sounds a little bit too scary.
All right. Well, I guess that's it. Anyway, this was to celebrate my 200th audio recording for Patreon. So thank you guys for being around all this time, or for finding me recently and joining, or if you're listening to this elsewhere, because I figured why not just share it. It's a good promo, right? Well, I guess it would be if I actually gave out my website. So I'm Voice Like Candy, and you can find me at voicelikecandy.com or on Patreon It's www.patreon.com/voicelikecandy, where it's usually just me and a microphone, except those rare occasions when I have a guest voice actor.
There's our friend over there, Alexa. Say hello.
Hi.
Yeah, she's real talkative.
She always has a companion here. Asking her, is it going to rain? Because rain pisses me off.
Yeah, and it's actually starting to rain right now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it is too. I can hear the little taps.
Tick, 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 tick.
Welcome to New Zealand weather.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that's our cue to sign off. Thank you all for supporting what I do. And it means a lot to me to know that you're out there listening and enjoying. So I'll keep it up if you do. Thanks. Have a good one.
Later, peoples.